Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, a Matito-led consortium is expected to reach full financial close on the $230 million Dammam West Independent Sewage Treatment Project in Saudi Arabia this week. On our third-party news track service in the project and export space, Kalahari Energy, Botswana, has been awarded a grant by the US Trade and Development Agency to conduct a feasibility study for a 100-megawatt indigenous coal-bed methane-fueled power project in the central Kalahari Karoo Basin. Law firm Mayer Brown has hired Dale Smith as a partner in the corporate and securities practice in Houston. The Islamic Development Bank has established a $730 million facility to help member countries mitigate the socio-economic impact from COVID-19. And Semcor Industries has appointed Singapore Power's chief executive Wong Kim Ying as its group president and CEO from July the 1st. Over in the commodity finance industry, on our headline news offering, during a volatile time for global trade and the commodities market amid the coronavirus pandemic, TXF spoke to Jean Wu, partner at Ashurst in Singapore, to discuss how the law firm is staying abreast of the legal requirements facing its corporate clients as many of them look to restructure their debt. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity world, ANZ has appointed Dean Spicer as head of sustainable finance New Zealand. Bunge CEO Greg Hackman bought $4.7 million in Bunge stock in the open market last week. Anglo American has announced it will be slowing down the construction work of the Quellaveco copper project in Peru following a 15-day national quarantine due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And ArcelorMittal Nippon Steel, a joint venture between Japanese steelmaker Nippon Steel and ArcelorMittal, signed a 10-year, $5.5 billion JV-backed loan to refinance its acquisition of Essar Steel India on the 17th of March. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, as the coronavirus pandemic threatens to plunge the world into recession, new accounting rules pose a significant threat to part of the banking sector by forcing early recognition of loan losses. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.